USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police in Florida say the five murder victims in a bank shooting in Sebring, Florida yesterday were all women. Sebring Police Chief Carl Hoagland talks about the shooting.
Zeph and Alan Zaver knowingly and intentionally took the lives of five of our fellow community members, our sisters, our mothers, our daughters, and our co-workers.
Xavier is expected to make his initial court appearance later today. With the partial government shutdown continuing, House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, Republican from Louisiana, says it's time for Nancy Pelosi to start negotiating with the Republicans.
I think everybody sees that there's a clear way out of this, but it involves Nancy Pelosi putting all of those personal differences on the side and doing what's best for the country and sitting down and negotiating with the president.
Lawmakers are set to vote on two bills today. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Synagenix physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Synagenix, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Synagenix program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Synagenix. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com.
Arctic air is descending on parts of the Midwest, sending the region into a deep freeze through the end of the month. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has the details.
That's the forecast from AccuWeather that tells us this air mass will be colder than the one last weekend. Meanwhile, Sarah Orsi of FlightAware tells us it's been a difficult day for the airlines due to the weather.
So far today, we have about 3,860 delays.
The hardest hit airline so far today is Utah-based SkyWest.
Today, in terms of airline disruption, SkyWest is the most impacted. They've canceled about 150 flights today.
There's been some discussion and debate as far as who should get the reward money in the finding of 13-year-old Wisconsin girl Jamie Kloss. Now, two companies, Hormel and Genio, both said they would donate $25,000, so that's $50,000, to anyone who could lead to the safe return of Kloss. Well, both companies announced that the reward money would be going to Kloss herself. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
West Virginia Governor Jim Justice says if President Trump is unable to deliver the 2019 State of the Union address at the Capitol due to a request from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, he would welcome him to give it in West Virginia instead. The West Virginia governor, a Republican, joins Fox News and says Speaker of the House Pelosi is out of touch with the mainstream.
Pelosi is so far out in left field that you can't even see her. They need to come to the table. You know, the reason I switched parties was just real simple. You know, the Democrats were moving in a direction where you could get nothing done and there was no hope whatsoever. He's asking for something that will help all of us to protect our borders, to keep the bad stuff out. And what is the other side doing? The other side is just hitting back and saying, no, because we don't like you. We're not going to do it because we don't like you.
A measles outbreak has triggered a public health emergency in Clark County, Washington. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
It's home to more than 6,000 public school students who are not vaccinated for measles. 23 cases of the disease are now confirmed, and that number could explode. Public Health Director Dr. Alan Melnick.
We have not seen any cases in vaccinated people.
The disease is so highly contagious that if one person has it, a person nearby who hasn't been vaccinated is 90% likely to catch it.
You can always find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.